Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And this week's topic is your four biggest mistakes you make when starting a podcast. Only one in five podcasts actually goes on to have regular updates. I bet you didn't know that. What does that mean? Four out of five podcasts end up abandoned. You know, kind of like apps in the App Store. What can you do to keep yourself from becoming one of those negative statistics?
This sounds like a serious podcast, Kim.
This could be a serious podcast. Before we get into the meat of the podcast, though, we have a lot of new listeners with every episode that we produce, so we're going to do the same old, and Hazel is going to take 2 minutes and give you the rundown of how mobile wallet marketing actually works for your business.
So mobile wallet marketing works by having mobile wallet passes installed to your user's phone, which are direct access marketing and communication tool. A pass sits in, let's say, in your iPhone and your Apple wallet, and it has a front and a back to it. The front of the pass is your icon, who you are, and what you do, a little tagline. And the back of the pass are where all the fun stuff happens. You have links to your site, to your social media pages, you have call to action links to your phone, to emails, so people can get directly in touch with you.
Direct links to your podcast as well. You want to make sure that you put in links to every platform that you produce for, Stitcher, Listen In, or Tune In, whatever it's called. Gosh, we even do that one.
iTunes,
Spreaker,
of course.
iTunes. If you do direct downloads from your website, you want to put a link into that, because every single time that you update and somebody gets a link notification on the lock screen of their phone, they can then directly from the back of your pass go and listen in their preferred format, and it opens that app on their phone right then and there.
Right, absolutely. And a next link that you should put on there are sponsorship links. If you have one on your podcast, it's added value to your sponsors by giving them another place to be seen by your audience.
Super cool. So let's get into the meat of this. Four biggest mistakes you'll make when starting your podcast. Now, if you already have a super successful podcast and you are one of those people that has managed to get to, I don't know, at least 25 episodes with regular updates, semi-regular updates, this maybe doesn't so much apply to you, even though it will help you grow your listener base. And podcasts are a really big deal right now, and a lot of these so-called online marketing gurus, I'm not going to name any names, digital marketer. we like Ryan Dice, we like digital marketer, we like a lot of their stuff. These different marketing funnel teachers, coaches, whatever you want to call it, are all recommending that you start a podcast and use it as part of your funnel. A lot of podcasts are replacing webinars. As you know, for the last probably 2, maybe 2.5 years, webinars have been a super, super hot thing. And when everybody and their brother did not have an evergreen webinar, they were great ways to market. They were great ways to get people's attention. But we are so inundated with webinars now that their effectiveness is kind of down the tubes in almost every case. So think podcast. Podcast doesn't require, like a webinar, that the person be online and connected when they're listening to your podcast. They can listen to it when they're on the train, when they're in the car, when they're sitting around doing nothing. People tend to listen to a lot more of your podcast content. They'll listen to multiple episodes. Sometimes they'll binge listen. And these are things that just don't happen with webinars. And a podcast is also, it's one of two things. Either you're one of those people that produces a podcast as a business and you want advertising revenue, which means you need more listeners, or you're using your podcast as a marketing tool for your business, which is exactly what you're listening to right now. You know, we have a business, it's Mobile Wallet Marketing. We take each episode and we break down something specific about how to use mobile wallet marketing in a more effective way to get tangible benefits for your business. So let's go ahead and start with the list. What do we have at number four, Hazel?
We have number four, failing to put together an outline of your podcast. Now, this is like a mini business plan, if you will, especially if you're a podcast where you're a business and not just a marketing channel for your business, like what we do. How will you know what you should be doing? That's what you should be thinking about. What goals you have in mind, that's also something that you should be thinking about. And any deadlines that you have to meet. You have to know where you're going with it.
Absolutely. You know, 5 years ago, this wasn't a problem. There wasn't very much in the way of podcasts going on. They kind of started out super strong back 10 years ago. Can you believe podcasts are 10 years old now?
No.
You know, so in the beginning, it was like, oh, this really cool thing that you had for your iPod. And then you could listen to them on your iPhone. And with the advent of Serial, which was that entertainment podcast from NPR, from This American Life produced that, a lot of people started listening to podcasts and they kind of grew back into sort of the favorable thing. And now there are more than 300,000 podcast series listed in iTunes.
Yes.
Of those, about 60,000 actually have some sort of a regular update schedule. And so the competition is fairly cutthroat. This is probably a good time to give you a quick reference back to an older episode that we produced. It's episode number 10.
Yeah, episode 10.
It's called Marketing Podcasts with Mobile Wallets. And if you haven't heard the episode, after we're done here, go back in the archives, pull it out. Like I say, it's episode number 10, and we take some time to talk about how you can leverage mobile specifically to increase your listener base, reduce your churn rate, and especially if you are doing your podcast for the advertising revenue, how to get your ROI up to par. Because whether you're part of a network or whether you produce on your own, no listeners equals no advertisers. So obviously that is a big problem that generally happens to people when they start a new podcast. So go back, like you say, episode number 10, it's got some good stuff in it. So anyway, back to the four biggest mistakes you'll probably make when you start your podcast. What's number three?
Number three is failing to create a list of episodes for your chosen subject. I mean, let's face it, if you can't come up with a list of 10 to 15 episodes initially, how else do you support your podcast with new material and even fresh content down the road? We have right now in the shoot, we have about half dozen going on right now, just ready to go. We're always continually doing podcasts and thinking about how we are marketing our business.
We do, and we'll be like absolutely honest here and tell you, we sit down and we record multiple episodes at one time so that we have the ability to take a topic, and if there's something that starts trending, because we do episodes on a variety of different applications or different verticals where mobile wallet marketing is a really good way to help your business and to boost your business. Well, if something crazy happens, we always have at least one backup in a variety of categories. So we'll shift those around so that we are sort of current with what's happening this week versus what was happening 2 weeks ago. And so like I say, we try to keep at least two or three in the hopper. We sit down, we record a lot of them. We also find that it's easier to record a lot of them at one time. You get into a groove and you're talking, the words are flowing. So, I mean, it works for us. I don't know. Maybe you want to do yours every week and you just want to sit down and do it once a week and that's all you want to do, but it doesn't really matter. You still have to be able to lay out some sort of a list of episodes and know what you're going to do and what you're going to talk about. Unless you have like a humor podcast and you just wait and do it off the cuff. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's great. If somebody can do that, I certainly don't have that ability.
No. But for us, these are marketing podcasts, so we have a strategy behind them. And that's why we do a couple in the hopper already.
And that brings us to number two, which is failing to create a marketing plan for your podcast.
Yeah, podcasts are a strange mix between apps and webinars right now. I know Kim was just mentioning how popular webinars are, and that popularity is being seen with podcasts. So everything thinks they want one, but most people don't have any idea of what to do with it once they get it. You know, they're all gung-ho about it at first, and then it just, all of a sudden, they're not doing it. And they can't think of another episode.
You know, we used to work with a lot of app developers before we settled into mobile wallets. And, you know, some of them had really decent apps, but almost every one of them had that sort of field of dreams mindset. You know, the one, build it and they will come, right. If you're not familiar with the Kevin Costner movie.
Yeah.
And they would spend all of their time, all of their energy, all of their money on building an app. And they failed to have anything left over for marketing or advertising or promotion. And these are the things that you need to acquire your users. Now, we've said this repeatedly. We continue to say this. You cannot rely on iTunes in order to give you traffic. It's not build it and they will come. It is produce it and you will be one of 325,000 series. And people are not going to randomly find you because you are smart, funny, brilliant, beautiful, whatever it is. It's interesting. Pokemon Go.
Oh, Pokemon Go.
Okay, yes. So I don't do this.
I don't, but my niece did it as soon as it came out, and I was fortunate enough to be staying with her for a couple of weeks while it came out. So I saw how nuts she went over it.
Yeah, the odds of your podcast turning into the next Pokemon Go are zero. Okay, it's the same with apps, it's the same with podcasts. If you don't get out and market your podcast with an actual marketing plan, and you know, it doesn't matter whether the podcast is your business or you're using it to market your business. I was looking through some Google keyword planners the other day and doing some research on some search engine stuff related to podcasts. And I noticed that there are a couple of the online marketing companies that are buying the keyword podcast marketing,
Yes. Marketing
podcasts. If you go and you look for specific terms that have to do with, say, a podcast about a specific subject, say you're looking for a podcast that teaches you how to do SEO. Okay, so if I go and I search for SEO podcast or podcast about SEO, you start to see now that people are buying keywords. People are advertising their podcasts on places like Facebook. I saw the New York Times has that really great mobile marketing platform that they use to do the updates for Modern Love,
Yes. Which
is kind of a big deal for them. And they're pushing it on Facebook. They had carousel ads on Facebook for each of their podcast episodes. It was really well done. But, you know, the problem with that is it is expensive to do that. And if you have done any Facebook advertising, you know how easy it is to make mistakes and how quickly you can find yourself on the wrong side of the ledger with the advertising. So make sure you have some money and a plan to actually market your podcast if it's anything more than a hobby. If you're using it as a marketing tool for your business, it's another lead magnet. It's kind of the same sort of thing that a ebook or a PDF or a how-to video, any of those things, you know, it's just as important to market your podcast as one of your marketing channels as it is to create it. Because again, people aren't just going to show up and listen to it because you recorded it. And that kind of brings us to the number one mistake.
Perfect. That is great. I failed at failing.
Failing to be prepared for failure.
There we go. A tongue twister, that is. When we started our podcast last year, we had a very ambitious plan. Updates once a week, fresh content, make it broad and narrow related topics. All the stuff that we've talked about up to this point. But what we did not take into account was that, you know, life happens.
Two house moves, one divorce, one mom with cancer, one sick dog. You know, the timing could not have been worse.
Yeah, so we literally wasted our news and noteworthy push since we cannot get everything done in our lives and our business. So the podcast was the thing that got pushed on the back burner.
So really what happened was when you first launch your podcast and you go into the new and noteworthy category on iTunes, and it's one of the only times that iTunes basically gives you free listeners, and it's before you fall into that catch-22 where if you're not in the top 150, you don't get any traffic, and without the traffic, you can't get into the top 150. So we really did sink horribly into that whole situation. And so a few months ago, we decided to kind of hit the reset button. We don't get another boost from new and noteworthy. But what we did was we sat down and we took everything we've just told you. We lined up our episodes. We created a marketing plan. We decided that we would push our podcasts on social media. We would push our podcasts on search. We would spend the time and spend the money to actually work on getting our listeners increased. And sometimes we see, you know, 300% plus increases in listeners from one week to the next. Now, considering that we only push a new episode every other week, getting a 300% increase on a week when we have no new content, that's a huge deal.
Huge.
But we spend a lot of time marketing. We spend a lot of time tailoring our content to the topics that are going to be relevant for our audience, which is you. We make sure that we relate everything else that we do in our marketing plan so that the podcast is one more aspect of it. And we market our podcasts so that people like you will stumble across them, find them deliberately, come up on them in a search or whatever, and you will join us as listeners, and hopefully we will deliver the kind of content and the kind of effective marketing advice, especially as it relates to mobile, that keeps you coming back for more episodes.
Yes, yes.
So.
Yeah. So that is it. We have the four biggest mistakes when starting a podcast. You know, Kim just mentioned with not being on news and noteworthy. That was a big fail for us.
It was a completely big fail. We weren't prepared. We didn't understand that it was kind of a one-shot deal. We almost had that whole mindset of build it and they will come and listen to it. So when we tell you how all of these things are going to be problems for you, it's because we've already been there.
Yeah, so learn from our mistakes, and I guess we're at the end. I'm going to say on this one, get our podcast marketing guide. It will definitely help you out.
Oh, absolutely. The URL for that is podcast.mobilewalletmarketer.com. You do have to trade us your email in order to get our podcast marketing guide, but it's super well written. It's got a lot of great information, and we'll be coming out with version 2. I'm going to say probably in September timeframe, maybe. So until then, go with version 1. Like I say, it's got a lot of good info, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening.